Here in Grefsnes Castle Park, past and present meet. Nature and culture, people's memories and new experiences. The fact that this place still exists, open and alive, is no coincidence. It all begins in 1911, when the area is purchased by Västgöta Göteborgs Järnväg. At the time, Grefsnes is the end station on one of Sweden's most scenic railway lines. The idea is to create an excursion destination for train travelers, with space for swimming, dancing, picnics, and celebrations. Over time, Grefsnes becomes a beloved destination, where people gather to celebrate midsummer, listen to music, and feel the presence of history among the oaks and ruins. When the railway is nationalized in 1946, the park is donated to Ersta municipality with one clear condition. The area must remain open to the public forever. Years pass, the railway is closed, the tracks begin to rust. But in the late 1960s, a dream is revived to bring the trains back to life. Through volunteer efforts, the work begins. Spikes are driven. Carriages are restored. Locomotives awaken from their slumber. In 1970, Amten Grefsnes Järnväg is inaugurated as a museum railway, a living narrow gauge line where steam engines and the early 20th century coaches once again connect past and present. A place where reality outshines fiction and where the wings of history send a chill down your spine.